Bonsoir, Professor Damien Grusson. How are you?
I'm good, Santiago. I'm really good. Thanks for this opportunity and for, again, the job you're doing with the radio.
Okay, Damien, thank you very much for attending our call. We want to know, to explain a little bit to all the audience that is listening to us, especially to the young scientists that are listening, we want to know how is the profession in your country. And can you tell us where you're from, for just to start?
Okay, so I'm from Belgium. So I'm practicing in an academic hospital in Brussels, which is the capital of Belgium. So we have all the challenges of laboratory medicine in an academic hospital, so with the characteristic of some research also. My area of expertise, Santiago, is more related to cardiovascular and endocrinology. I am lucky also to be the lead of the automation of the laboratory, so busy year.
Congratulations, because you succeeded doing all this being a young scientist.
Depend of the yeah, so still young according to the threshold. So, but I'm in the right end of the young. So, which means that I have a little bit more experience, and I know already some gaps or some issues that we have to face where we are young and we want to practice good and try to get the best career as possible. So more feedback, maybe.
And can you tell us how is the status of your profession or the clinical laboratory in your country? Just to compare with other countries and young scientists to know these differences.
Okay, so we have a dedicated training for laboratory medicine in Belgium. Who can practice this? Mostly pharmacists and physicians, and half are the distribution of pharmacists and medical doctors in the laboratory in Belgium. I will say that we are in a consolidated, mature market, maybe one of the most mature in the world, and we have, I will try to do it with the scale. So we have in Belgium 11 million inhabitants, and we have less than 140 labs. So mature markets, and mostly practicing physician and pharmacist.
Excellent. And being a pharmacist makes you travel when you have to communicate with medical doctors, or can you tell us if there's a good communication between doctors and laboratory professionals?
Okay, so I will say that we are lucky with the background of pharmacists or MD to get some clinical background, so which is important when you are starting such a profession. I think that there is, we will discuss that, and you will have some feedback from other scientists in the world, PhD or with other profiles, which have other advantages, more related to the techniques, to the basic science, or to some other competencies. Anyway, so being a pharmacist is an advantage for the clinical background. It's an advantage because we know some bababy in the pharmacogenetics or drug distribution. So it was good to start laboratory medicine with such a background. Regarding the contacts, we are trying, and you know, it's the case, I would say, for the different specialists in the labs, microbiologists or hematologists, we try to get close contact with the physician, so attending to the multidisciplinary staff, inviting them to the laboratory staff, participating to the journal clubs or the trainee exams, but we are on a daily and weekly basis in close contact with the physician. They are requesting our services a lot. Again, the design or the evolution of the profession to consultant is in this way. But not only with the physician, the other important point is the relationship that we have with the nurses and the blood collectors. And we are important drivers for the, I will say, the peri-analytics, you know? Yeah. Providing them the good advices for the pre-analytics. And as we have reference lab activities, we are also in contact with nurses or laboratorians for other smaller labs. And it's important to deal with them about the pre and the post-analytics, how to deal with this sample logistics. So I will say that from my job perspective, which is more reference academic labs, dealing with the physician, dealing with the nurses, and with second part labs, sending labs.
That's great. You make really a good, a very good multidisciplinary work together, no? You sound very enthusiastic also.
Yeah, that's provide relevancy to our role. So we are not only the guys making the analysis, we are the experts in analytics and peri-analytics. So they like that.
Very well. And do you have good access to new technologies and new methods? Can you explain us a little bit the status of these issues in Belgium?
Okay, so regarding the situation in Belgium, we are quite lucky because as a mature market in laboratory medicine, but not only, I will consider the angle of the in vitro diagnostic industry. They are looking Belgium as a playground to test some innovation. So I will say that we are lucky in the field of new methods, new tests, not only in chemistry, but also in anatomopathology, in IT, new middlewares, for example, have been tested and challenged in Belgium. So we are lucky about that. New biomarkers. So we have a lot of access, but as everywhere in the world, there is this question of, okay, innovation has a price. Who is paying? And more biomarkers are not funded. And then the patient has to pay for the innovation. So I feel more and more to speed access to lab tests or some potential source of discrepancies or social discrepancies, which is worstly challenging. So yes, we have access, but how can we provide access to everyone in the case of Belgium? And okay.
And coming back a little bit to the young scientists, the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists, I believe you created this group, that's right?
So, no, and it's not, you know, the question of individual job, it was a big thought from different players. So I was lucky to be involved at the beginning. What we envision is that the laboratory medicine is a very evolutive field. We need to be involved as young as possible because there is a potential behind the science. And for the case of IFCC, IFCC play a very important role in the guidelines, I would say all the guidelines, education, scientific guidelines, appropriate use of tests related to laboratory medicine, and the young people should be involved in that field. We were at this beginning really inspired by some initiatives coming from the CYCLE, which is a group of young scientists from the American Association of Clinical Chemistry. And we were also inspired by a group of young scientists from other fields, which can be the endocrinology. But yeah, that was a great team job. And it's really important to keep the young involved.
And can you tell us what was the main purpose of this group when you graded, when you started working?
Okay, the main purpose was leverage young in IFCC. So stimulate the young to participate to the IFCC debates, to the IFCC activities, and to be sure that we have the young talents and young forces participating in the mission of IFCC. So the driver was more transparency for the young and involvement for the young. So prepare at least the young scientists for their future, but prepare the IFCC to the future also.
You know that I participated in the first meeting you had on Berlin. It was 2011, if I'm right. And it was very interesting getting in contact with so many young scientists from different places in the world, from South America, Africa, India. And one thing that I liked it a lot was we started to discuss the problems that we had in each region. And I believe many of the problems we do have are, we share, they're in common. So just to give us an idea, how can this group of young scientists help these specific needs of the young scientists?
Okay, Santiago, first of all, I will remember all my life this meeting in Berlin. You were there, the team from Argentina, people from all over the world. It was the IFCC, Euromed Lab, maybe World Lab also. So that was really a great meeting, and we had several enthusiastic meeting later on. So, okay, we are here in this community and this forum for young scientists. This forum is part of an international federation devoted to laboratory medicine, so very important science. The forum allows different young talents, researchers, scientists, laboratorians from hospital labs, public labs, private labs, to communicate, interact, and share. Share about their worries, share about clinical cases, share about their position, the interest in their different position, about the perspectives, because laboratory medicine is like a diamond, you know, with different faces, yes. Faces from the clinical playground, faces from the research, so that. And we have to understand all the faces, and everyone is part of the big diamond of laboratory medicine. So such forums, such networking activities are important to give information, to educate about the possibility of IFCC, the evolution of laboratory medicine. So we are really in a basis of mutual exchange between young scientists, and mutual exchanges between young scientists and mentors and experts from IFCC. And what is really nice, and the different interviews that you are running are going in that way, we can use the IFCC network tools. The radio is one very efficient one to make this mutual exchange more real and more accessible. So it's also for sure an important space for advices for young scientists at their initial stages in the career. So counseling. So okay, we have a lot to learn from each other. The young from the young, the young from the experts and the mentors from IFCC. If you allow me, I will go a little bit deeper. I will say, regarding your question number 3, the interaction with healthcare community, I think that group of young scientists from the IFCC should share common activities with a group of young scientists from the Society of Cardiology, Endocrinology, Virology to get this big clinical picture. So sharing, networking, communicating.
Let me tell you one of the most interesting things that I learned in these meetings is that the laboratory, it's evolving really, really fast. I think that if we want to make a memory of the laboratory 20 years ago, to the picture that we have nowadays of the laboratory, it's completely different. So let me ask you maybe a funny question. I want to listen different ideas with the people I will be talking with. And let me ask you, how do you imagine the laboratory 20 years from now? Have you ever wondered?
Yeah, no money, not funded, and in the crisis of healthcare. So no, it's a very important question. I think that you will have a lot of different replies about that, but which will be good. As you mentioned, Santiago, we are in this field of innovation, and laboratory medicine is one of the most innovative field in science or in medical science. So every day we are seeing new biomarkers, new technologies. So what will it be in 20 years? I think still evolving, innovating. We will be in 20 years clearly in a field of integrated care. So laboratory medicine data will be mixed with imaging, with imaging mass spectrometry. So we'll have electronic medical records. Everything will be shared and integrated. So, and I will say in a mobile health fashion. That's clear. So we will be monitored. So we will have sensors, I assume, as we already have with the glucometers, you know, the diabetics. People can monitor daily the glucose. So I will say integrated care, mobile, nano, and nano sensoring will be part of the patient with chronic disease. Tailored, because as we can integrate more clinical data, data from the imaging and labs, we will be clearly more tailored for the diagnosis and for the treatment and for real-time action. So the prevention will be clearly more efficient and at more early stage of the disease. We will evidence more early the disease, and we can prevent clearly earlier this complication. So that's why, as you said, it's important to get and that's just few thoughts, but to get the feeling from different young scientists over the world, because the area are not the same. We have heterogeneity in the access to innovation. We have heterogeneous vision for the future. So to mix all the vision, prepare the future of laboratory medicine was part of the White Book project. List all the potential for future and then try to prepare about that. Because, yeah, that's you know, with the crystal ball, try to see what would be the future.
That's what we're trying to do, too. Just to make
yeah, we will not be young anymore according to the IFCC threshold.
We have to be in the old scientists task force.
Yeah, the task force for elderly scientists.
That's right. Well, Damian, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And you want to make any other comment or any other idea?
No, let's prepare the future of laboratory medicine all together. The importance of these networking and interviews will allow everyone to see what are the comments from the different IFCC regions. So let's see. Thank you so much in any case.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope to have you again on the radio.